to check who wasn't always mad. Once upon a time he was a nice young man, twisted and corrupted by the fate of our existence.
SAG FM General Manager Frank Pullman has gathered the staff for a meeting to announce the results of the latest radio ratings. Usually, he starts meetings by quoting from the sports psychology book he wrote called Thick Face, Black Heart, Inflatable Balls.
Yeah, so great initiative on that one piece of toilet paper dispensing machine, Gene. Thank you very much. I think we're all appreciating that. But we're here to talk about something else. When striving for excellence, there are no shortcuts. Except for the one that I found that gets me home from work early enough to watch daytime TV. That shortcut is excellent. Every individual in this room has worked hard to get to the number one spot on the radio station heap. This is your time. You need to grab this opportunity and hold on to it with both hands. Unless you're holding a coffee or some sort of hot drink in one of those hands. In which case, finish your coffee, dispose of the cup thoughtfully into a recycling bin if possible. Then grab the opportunity with both hands, because today the results are in. And SAG FM is officially the number one station in town. Yes. Oh, yes. Hooray for me. All right. Obviously, we'll be partying tonight. Bar tab is on, so come on down and have a beer. Literally, just a beer. That's all the bar tab will cover. I'm just kidding, guys. There's no bar tab. All right, any questions?
Yes. Frank, do you think the other stations will respond to...
Excuse me, what are you doing?
I'm asking Frank a question.
Oh, this must be your first meeting. Let me break it down for you. See, when someone does a presentation or a talk and then they ask the audience for any questions, they don't really want you to ask a question, and no one in the audience wants you to ask a question either. Otherwise, you just prolong the whole boring thing. We want to get back to, you know, not doing any work. I mean, no one wants to listen to Frank waffling on any longer than we have to. Am I right?
Frank? Is that true?
Yeah, he's right. I don't even want to listen to me. Anyway, I probably would have just answered your question with the word shots, because that's all I can think about right now. Oh, I almost forgot. They interviewed me for Sunrise, and it's about to be on. Can someone give me the shots? I'm the TV remote.
Oh, well, there's another chance with the cash cow tomorrow. Well, the radio ratings are out today, and I'm with the general manager of the new number one radio station in town, SAG FM's Frank Pullman. Frank, how does it feel?
Oh, it's amazing, Koshy. I can't take all the credit, though. There's a lot of talented people working behind the scenes to make this a number one station. They're not the names you'd recognise. They're not in the spotlight. But to those people, I say this. I know who you are, and I value and respect each and every one of you.
So who are they?
Pardon?
The people behind the scenes. This is your chance to shine a light on them on national television. Give us some names, Frank. Let's make heroes out of these people.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, there's that guy in sales, the tall, skinny one who wears too much cologne, and the woman with the Kiwi accent. Not sure what she does, but one day she asked to use the executive bathroom because the ladies' toilets were out of order. Were blocked up. Of course, I said no, because the executive bathroom's for important people. I mean, can't just let anyone use it whenever they want to drop some fush and chops off at the pond.
Frank, thanks for the chat, but I really need to go.
What, as in go and drop some fush and chops off at the pond?
Frank, this is national television.
Ah, hold it in till the interview's over, eh? Good call.
And lastly, your star announcer, Ray Easton. He must be happy about this.
Of course he's happy. Happy that I'm constantly coming up with all the ideas for his show and telling him how to do his job, yeah.
You tell him how to do his show, even though you have no previous experience as a radio announcer.
Yeah, that's right. Lucky I'm quite intelligent, which enables me to go above and beyond normal smartness. Like when I won the Nigerian lottery. They emailed me asking for a small amount of money, but did I do that? No. No way. I sent them a large amount of money, plus all my banking details to speed up the process. Yeah, having said that, I never did receive those lottery winnings, which I really could have used because someone around that time stole all the money from my account, so...
Yes. Well, congratulations again. Any plans to celebrate tonight?
Oh, you know it. Everyone's welcome to join us at the Irish pub, the Barfing Bono. Tonight we're going to partay like it's 1999.
Well, that's appropriate, I think, Frank, because the last time I heard someone use the term partay, it was in 1999. Well, that's all we've got time for. Frank, thank you.
Well, fun story, hey?
Yeah, and you're even doing jokes in your interviews now.
Oh.
Like the one about you giving me advice on how to do my show.
Oh, yeah.
That was hilarious, Frank.
Yeah, very funny.
Hey, this is SAG FM with Ray and Paulie, the intern. And I guess we don't want to beat our chest about it too much, Paulie, but the new radio ratings just came out and SAG FM is the number one station in this beautiful city. I want to thank everyone out there for all your support. This city is the real number one. Am I right, Paulie?
Yes, Ray. But why don't you say the actual name of the city?
Well, Paulie, we syndicate this show all around Australia, so it can be heard everywhere. So I have to keep things pretty general, and that's why I'll never name the city.
Oh, right. My ex-girlfriend must be syndicating too, because when we broke up, she refused to name the city she moved to.
Paulie, for the last time, she wasn't your girlfriend. She was just the girl who worked down at the cafe who made the mistake of calling you babe one day when she gave you a coffee. And if you really want to know where she moved to, you should just check the return postal address on that restraining order she sent you.
Oh, right.
And now it's time for this.
Ooh, it just got all suspenseful up in here. This music is making the hairs on the back of my neck stand up. It's like my hairs are on Viagra. What does it mean, Ray?
Firstly, it means you should probably see a doctor about your neck because that does not sound normal. And secondly, I need to announce that after the party tonight, I might not be working here anymore.
Why? Oh, will it be like our last work Christmas party where you got a warning because you got drunk and you vomited on yourself?
You know, I almost got away with that too. I was wearing a really colourful Christmas jumper my mum knitted for me, so the vomit didn't really stand out. But no, the reason I might not be here tomorrow is that I'm taking on Vinny from Vinny's Tiles in a singing competition, and if I lose, I have to quit radio forever. May the best man win. On the other hand, Vinny might win.
God, right? I honestly don't know what to say.
Yeah, I've noticed that over the last few months we've been doing this show together. Anyway, it's time for a news update.
SAG FM news headlines, and as of today, those little hamburgers called sliders are banned in Australia. The new laws mean that you can no longer buy them from restaurants or cafes or even legally make them yourself at home.
Helen?
Yes, Ray?
Sorry to butt in, Helen, but for God's sake, why? I love sliders.
You know those little wooden skewers that poke through the sliders?
Yeah.
Well, apparently people are being injured by them.
What, like normal people?
I don't know, Ray. Maybe they were forgetting to take the skewers out before they started eating.
It doesn't add up. I mean, how would people that dumb be able to read the menu and order something from it in the first place?
Yeah.
Anyway, apologies for interrupting. Helen, what else have you got?
SAG FM has been voted the number one station by the radio listeners of this city.
Wow, just when I'd given up on the human race for injuring itself with miniature hamburgers, SAG FM gets voted the number one station in this town. Thank you, Helen. We'll be back after the break.
Don't stay in that dead-end job. Increase your skill set with an exciting course from Fabricated Learning.
But don't take our word for it.
Thank Fabricated Learning. I did your course on nanobots, and now I'm no longer stacking shelves at the supermarket. No, I'm unemployed because there's not really any jobs in the field of nanobots yet. It's all mainly theoretical. But in the meantime, I'm really excited about staying at home all day watching Netflix. And it's all thanks to you, Fabricated Learning.
So let me get this straight, Ray. If Vinny wins this singing competition, you have to quit SAG FM and go back to law school, which you hated.
That's about the size of it, yeah.
It better be a bloody good song.
You needn't worry. Have you ever heard of something called auto-tune?
Ray, I fail to see how singing a tune about automobiles is going to win you the contest.
I'll take that as a no.
People like love songs, Ray. Sing one of those, like Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot.
How is that a love song?
It's about a young man who's fallen deeply in love with big butts. It's a simple, uncomplicated love, Ray. We could all learn a lot from it.
Yeah, Frank, it's a great message for the kids. Meanwhile, back in normal land, see this little lapel mic on my shirt collar?
Yeah.
Well, I've hooked it up to auto-tune, so all I have to do when I sing is flip this little switch and... I can sing like a pop star, baby. I gotta win the competition and not let Vinny have sex with my mum.
Wow, that's amazing. I would buy that single. I can't open this champagne. Can I get a little help?
Well, if you'd buy a single about my mum's sex life, then you really do need help. And I'm not talking about the champagne.
Oh, whoa. There it goes! Are you ready to party? Help yourself to some champers. I've got to call my girlfriend and let her know I'll be home early.
Early? You sure about that?
Yeah, early tomorrow morning.
Have you had a few drinks already?
Yeah. Why?
Because you're trying to call your girlfriend on a stapler.
Ow! Oh, in the pros column, I think I just saved some money on that ear piercing I've been meaning to get.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Barfing Bono tonight. All right, yeah. Let's give it a scream, ladies. Lovely. A big shout out to the crew from SAG FM. They're here. Congratulations, too, on your number one station. I tell you what, this is a fun job here, but I'd love a job at SAG FM because I hate my life. This is fun when I was in my 20s, but now I'm 47. I only come here to get away from my wife and kids. I hate my life. Let's party.
Let's get a drink and celebrate, Paulie. What'll it be?
Mojitos are the best.
Mojitos? Yeah, they do taste amazing.
I don't care how they taste. I just like the green colour. It contrasts nicely with my skin tone in selfies. I always say, mojitos, mo likes.
All right then, let's get that selfie. Nice.
Whack it on the gram and done. Hey, I'll be right back. I've got to go to the toilet.
Paulie, you forgot your phone. Oh, it's got a comment already. Nice shot, son. You'll look great on Vag FM billboards when I buy the station. Love, Vinny. What the? Paulie, you left your phone behind. Here you go.
Oh, my God. Thanks, Ray. I don't want to lose this. I'm paying $150 a month on the plan.
Wow, that plan sounds almost as evil as, I don't know. The plan that you and your dad, Vinny, have got going to change our station into Vag FM?
Ray, wait.
I'd work at a place called Vag FM.
Excuse me, is there someone in that cubicle eavesdropping on our conversation? Because...
Just a little bit. Well, I'm not even in here for a poo. I just come here to cry.
Ray, give me a minute to explain.
I already gave you more than a minute. I gave you everything. I gave you a shot at the big time. Capital City Radio. And what did you give me back?
Compelling content?
A big fat lie, that's what.
Oh, come on, Ray. You don't give me anything. You barely tolerate my presence on your show. If you had it your way, instead of being in the studio every morning, I'd be in the staff kitchen making you a coffee.
No, I wouldn't want you making me a coffee because you'd probably put poison in it. On the other hand, knowing the word coffee, it might actually improve the flavour.
I don't suppose you fellas could help me out of here. I think the latch is broken. My tears have probably rusted it shut.
I tell you what, if I do get beaten tonight and I have to quit radio, at least I'll get to expose you for the fraud that you are.
Yeah? Well, you don't need to expose me. I'm going to expose myself to everyone.
Actually, you know what? I might stay in here a little bit longer till you've finished exposing yourself.
Off you go then. Tell everyone what's been going on and don't leave anything out. Oh, and by the way, you know how you thought everyone at work was laughing at the jokes you were telling on air? Well, they're actually laughing at the massive peen that I drew on the side of your microphone. Ha!
Hello, everyone. Hello, sorry, if I could just grab your attention, please. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. I apologise for interrupting. I hope you're all enjoying the SAG FM party tonight, but I have an announcement to make, and it's something that I think everyone needs to hear. I am...
He needs you to hear the amazing songs Ray and I will be singing in the competition, which is about to commence.
Dad, what are you doing?
What am I doing? What are you doing?
Ray knows about everything. We had a good run, but it's over.
It is not over. We're going ahead with the singing competition, and then it's over. For Ray, that is. You know what? I wasn't really sure if I was going to win, but right now, he'll be so tilted by finding out about everything, I'm a shoo-in. And it's all thanks to you, son.
Then why do I feel so bad?
Just go sit down and enjoy the show. Have a pint of Guinness. This stuff reminds me of your mum.
Does mum like Guinness?
Nah, it's just that she's stout and very bitter.
What'll it be, mate?
I don't know. I'm actually a bit peckish. Do you have bar snacks?
Yep. We have a lovely Guinness pie.
Guinness pie? Why do you have to have a Guinness-flavoured pie? Isn't everyone drinking enough of the stuff? You gotta eat it as well? What's next? Guinness toothpaste? So after you've finished eating and drinking Guinness, you can brush your teeth with the beautiful flavour of Guinness? Just give me a packet of those chips over there.
Are the Guinness flavoured crisps?
The chips have been Guinnessed as well? Do you have any food at all that does not contain Guinness?
Sure, the Guinness prawns.
Well, that's going to have Guinness in it.
No, it's called Guinness prawns because it holds the Guinness World Record for causing the most cases of food poisoning.
Oh, let me think about that. Pass.
Psst, oi. Oi.
Yeah, can I help you?
I couldn't help but overhear that you're a bit peckish, eh?
Yes, very.
You, looking to score with some sliders.
You got sliders?
Yeah, mate, yeah. All flavours, yeah. Got them all.
Give me a pulled pork.
Oh, no worries, mate, yeah.
Yeah, give me two. Here's your cash.
Pleasure doing business with you.
These look illegal-licious.
Mate, are you okay? Hey, did you always have that cool tongue piercing?
Oh, no, I forgot to take the skewer out of the slider. Call someone. Call an ambulance.
Okay, everyone. Folks. Hello, folks. Hey, could I have your attention, please? Yes. Ray has been injured in a freak slider accident. Yes, I know they're illegal. Unfortunately, this means he cannot compete in tonight's singing competition. Also, he may be left with a permanent lisp. Yes, doctors are determining the severity of the lisp on a scale of 1 to Mike Tyson. Now, I just got off the phone to him, and Ray said, and I quote, "This is very serious." So, as much as it pains me to say it, Vinny is the winner of the competition by forfeit. Who was that?
I'll take Ray's place.
Paulie?
I owe SAG FM for taking a chance on me. Let me repay the debt and win this damn thing.
Well, this is really up to Vinny. What do you say, Vinny? Is it okay if Paulie takes Ray's place?
I say strike up the band, maestro. It's time to learn the intern.
Buongiorno, ladies and gentlemen, and distinguished guests of the Barfing Bono tonight. Can I get a yeah? Nah, all right. My name is Vinny from Vinny's Tiles, and after I win tonight, Ray will be forced to leave SAG FM. And that will happen. Soon after, the ratings will fall. I will buy this station. I will make it Vinny's Adult Grooves. Yeah, VAG FM. I'm committed. Committed to growing this business so much that people will be saying, wow, this guy's VAG is massive. For most employees, the journey will be fun because having free time is fun. And you'll have a lot of free time after I fire you. With that in mind, the song me and my opponent Paulie will be singing tonight is called Ain't Radio Fun. And it goes a little something like this. Profits rising from downsizing ain't radio fun. We'll get an AI to replace the brekkie guy. Ain't radio fun. It'll work for nothing and tell dad jokes at the push of a button. Meanwhile, I'll be at a boozy lunch till 3. Ain't radio fun. Take it away, Paulie.
Every brekkie shift, every night shift, ain't radio fun. Not much money, oh, but honey, ain't radio fun. The shareholders are rich, dear. I haven't a car. But in 2 or 3 decades here, I'm told they'll go far.
Oh, wow, this kid
can really sing, hey, folks. Wow, excuse me for a second. Paulie, what the hell are you doing, you little dickhead? You sound like you're trying. What gives?
You wouldn't understand, Dad.
I understand that you're trying to hand the station back to a man who, since discovering your treachery, will make sure you never work in radio again.
I'm not doing it for Ray, but I'm sure as hell not doing it for you either. You're all using me, but you can all go to hell because pretty soon I'll be doing a Capital City breakfast show.
What, are you crazy? There's no way you could be assured of a sweet radio job like that. Unless...
That's right. I'm going to be on a reality show.
Oh.
I'll go on the block, act like a cock, have a really bad run. Then go home and jobs from Radioland will come in by the ton. Folks will say, hey, remember that guy? He was rude on that show. Then they'll think, yeah, but that means he's real. So let's give him a go.
All right, that's enough, that's enough. You've got big balls trying to mess things up for me, Paulie. Very big balls, which makes them an easy target for people like me who want to kick them. Hi-ya!
Ah!
I'm sorry, son, but you brought that on yourself for trying to mess up our plan. Now get off the stage and let me win this thing and send Ray packing.
Jeez, Dad, you didn't have to... Wait, what's up with my voice? I sound all girly. Oh, that was some kick to the balls.
Oh, sorry, son. I should have kicked you more gently.
There's such a thing as a gentle kick in the balls?
Okay, you two. What the hell is going on up here? Paulie, if you can't continue, we'll have to award the win to Vinny.
No way. It ain't over till the lady voice sings. Hit it.
Every Thai lad done by my dad ain't radio fun.
He's your dad?
Yeah, that's Vinny. I call him daddy. Ain't radio fun.
I have no son. Maybe a daughter.
He thinks he's Hamish and Andy all rolled into one. And I guess he kind of is, 'cause as far as radio, he's done. Every morning show, every evening show, every talk to a song, every joke that went wrong, ain't radio fun.
Well, oh, well, how about that, ladies and gentlemen, eh? A big hand to both contestants. Yep, but I think Paulie has taken it out with his beautiful girly singing. Paulie, congratulations. And you're fired for being Vinny's son.
Thanks, Frank. Look out for me on the next season of The Block. And,
oh, my voice is changing back to normal. Oh, I think there's some feelings starting to return to my lower areas. Okay. Also, Ray, if you're listening, no hard feelings, mate. We did it. You get to stay where you belong, on air and on people's nerves.
And to the runner-up, Vinny, I'm happy to say that you've failed in your bid to take over SAG FM and change it to VAG FM.
That's okay. I'm actually about to head off to America and buy a radio station where the staff aren't fazed about changing the name to VAG FM.
Really?
Yeah, apparently everyone's fine with it at WNKR.
Well, good luck with that. Now beat it, you maniac!
Did I mention that I need to buy a large amount of advertising on SAG FM next month?
Did I say maniac? I meant legend. Can I get you a drink? Let's hang out. I don't think we see enough of each other. Do you think? I think we could be friends.
SAG FM.
Ray Easton with you on SAG FM, your soft adult grooves. Go soft or go home. Looking like a great weekend coming up. Perfect for organising to meet up with friends, then regretting that you organised that and making up some lame excuse and cancelling on them at the last minute. Speaking of friends, here's an old friend of mine who just got eliminated from the TV show The Block, Paulie.
Hi, Ray.
Paulie, I didn't think anyone got eliminated from The Block. How did that happen?
Oh, yeah. It's a new rule Scott Cam made up. If he wants someone gone, he can just boot them out on the spot. I'm sure it had nothing to do with the fact that I used his gold Logie as a decorative door knocker. In my defence, I was trying to save money after my dad charged me double his usual rates to tile the bathroom. Hey, is your tongue healed up, Ray? Your lisp seems to have gone.
Yeah, it only happens occasionally, just if I'm stressed out or lying about something.
Oh, right. Did you mean what you said earlier about me being your friend?
Yes. Clearly something foul has got a hold of me. Pin me to the ground and sink its teeth in me. Injecting and infecting every vein with hateful venom. And it slowly took control of my thoughts and ambitions. My love for musicians. And you think you're the antidote. You've got it all wrong. Because it's got this hold on me. And girl, you took a toll.
Is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favorite shows, and this is one we think you're gonna love.
God bless everybody. I'm Corey Cambridge, host of OPP, which stands for Other People's Podcasts. On OPP, I sit down and interview America's top podcasters to learn more about them, the dope shows they created. In every episode, they even share with me their top three favorite podcasts. Check out my latest episode with Aaron Almond Updike and Aaron Welsh, host of the amazing podcast, by searching OPP with Corey Cambridge on Apple, Spotify, and wherever else you listen to podcasts.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the U.S. and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.